You have your Bibles with you this morning. I invite you to turn in them with me to the Gospel of Luke chapter 3. The Gospel of Luke chapter 3, beginning in verse 21. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Let's pray together. God, we are grateful for this moment in the life of our congregation. God, we're grateful for this moment in the life, in the lives of these young people. And we ask that this would be a day that is an anchor and a touchstone for them on which they can look back in the years to come, from which they can draw strength by your Spirit. And God, as we look together at your word, we ask that you would illumine your word for us, that your Holy Spirit would be our teacher, that we would be changed by you so that more and more who we are reflects who Jesus is. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. I'm not going to do most of the preaching today. Most of the preaching is going to be done by these three students as they give testimony to God's work in their lives. But we do want to talk briefly about what baptism is and what it's not. Baptism doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's turns you into a cheeseburger, any more than if you sit in your garage all night, it transforms you into an automobile. Baptism is an outward evidence of something that has already taken place in your heart. It is an outward demonstration of an inward commitment of faith. It is the sign on the outside of what God has done for us on the inside. And so we see in Jesus' life that baptism is a spirit moment. It is a moment when we recognize the fact that when we trust Jesus Christ, when we give our lives to Jesus, that God sends the Holy Spirit into our lives to mark us permanently, irrevocably, eradicably as God's own possession. So we know that we belong to Jesus, that we are His and He is ours. And so the Holy Spirit comes to live in our lives as the demonstration of God's love, as the evidence of God's power in our lives. So baptism is a spirit moment. Baptism is also a moment when we connect with God as our Heavenly Father. And that is to say that we can hear, like Jesus heard, the voice of God saying, "You are my child, you are my daughter, you are my son, with you I am pleased." We each need that relationship with God, where we hear God calling us by our name, where we hear God saying, "You are my beloved child." And for us, baptism, above all else, is a Jesus moment. It's a moment when we respond to God's call to us in the person of Jesus Christ, to that call that Jesus gave to those fishermen along the lake in Galilee when he said, "Come, follow me, and I will teach you to fish for people." It's a moment when we say yes to Jesus. It's a moment when we respond to his call to him. It's a moment when we are transformed from people whose lives are all about ourselves and finding our purpose and doing what we want to do, when our lives are reshaped by Jesus so that it is he who lives out his life through us. It is us following him. And so that is baptism. Baptism is something that the church does as we welcome into covenant relationship with us new people who are trusting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It is an act of obedience. It's an act of imitation. We do it because Jesus was baptized before us. We do it to imitate him, and we do it to obey him because he calls us to be baptized as a sign of our faith in him, our trust in him, our love for him. If you have your hymnals, if the worship hymnal book, I invite you to turn in them in the back There is a responsive reading, number 776. And I'll read the part marked 776. And I'll read the part marked leader. And if you'll read the part marked people. God, our deliverer, we remember how by your loving hand you led the sons and daughters of Abraham and Sarah through the deep waters from bondage to freedom and marked them a holy people through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We rejoice that in the fullness of time
you gave us Jesus, the child of Mary and Joseph, your beloved Son, our Lord and Christ.
We remember John baptizing him in the water of the Jordan, the Spirit descending upon him like a dove, and the offering of himself to free us from sin and death, and to lead us to everlasting life.
We thank you that by washing with water and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we are baptized into the covenant of your grace, made one with Christ in his church, and commissioned to show forth his love in word and deed. Amen.
Once we were no people,
now we are God's people.
Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto our God forever and ever. As the young people come to give testimony, I want to remind you that one of the things that we as Anabaptists commit to when we participate in baptism is we are inviting people into the covenant community of the church. And one of the questions that they're going to be responding to later on is, are you willing to give and receive counsel within the church? And that's giving and receiving. And so they remain those whom you have the opportunity to be an example to and to mentor and to encourage. But they also become voices to which we need to attend, those from whom we can receive counsel. And so as they give testimony, I invite you to open up your heart to hear what God is saying to you through them this morning. Joanna, would you come now?
Being a follower of Jesus means something different to everyone. But to me, being a follower of Jesus means showing his love through your actions and studying the Bible. Showing God's love through your actions means a lot to me because most of the time, actions speak a lot louder than words. Just doing simple acts of kindness like holding the door for someone or helping them with their bags can show his love. Also, a huge part of being a follower of Jesus is studying the Bible and really soaking in the Word of God. Bible study really strengthens your faith in the Lord and is a big part of bettering yourself and becoming a true follower of Jesus. Being a true follower of Jesus to me is trying your best to be the way that Jesus was, whether it's through your actions or studying Bible. Thank you all for coming and supporting us today in our baptism.
So, Joanna, these are questions that many before you have answered. And so I ask you now these questions on behalf of Jesus, on behalf of our congregation. Joanna, do you renounce the evil powers of this world and turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you put your trust in his grace and love and promise to obey him as your Lord? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life? If so, say, I do. Do you accept the Word of God as guide and authority for your life? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Are you willing to give and receive counsel in the congregation? If so, say, I am.
I am.
Are you ready to participate in the mission of the church? If so, say, I am. Pray with me. God, we pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on Johanna so that all the days of her life she would walk faithfully with you in this covenant that she now makes. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So Johanna, on the confession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you with water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God baptize you with the Holy Spirit from above. Amen. All-powerful God, grant Johanna the fullness of the Holy Spirit, a clean heart, a right spirit, the joy of salvation. Make her one in whom Christ is seen to live again. Release the gifts you gave her in creation and redeemed in Christ. Johanna, may the God of peace sanctify you wholly. May your spirit and soul be kept blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful and will do it. Johanna, in the name of Christ and the church, I give you my hand and bid you to rise and walk in the newness of life. By the same power that raised Christ from the dead, as long as you abide in his word, you are Christ's disciple indeed. And shall be acknowledged as a sister in the church. Thanks. And Josh, if you will come now and give your testimony.
Ever since I was little, my family and the church congregation have been examples of how to follow Jesus. They both have been very nice to me as I was growing and learning more about God. I choose to be a follower of Jesus, to learn more about him and strengthen my relationship with Jesus. This means I will be part of the congregation and get to connect with the church and God. As I get baptized, I will try to be more of a follower of Jesus, including being nice to anyone, even if they're different, and trying to follow his examples. It will mean that I will try to be closer to God, the congregation, and my family. It also makes me be a part of the church, and I'll be closer to the people of the church. So overall, it means a lot to be a follower of Jesus, including getting closer to him, following his examples, and to strengthen my relationship with God.
So Josh, do you renounce the evil powers of this world and turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you put your trust in his grace and love and promise to obey him as your Lord? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the Word of God as guide and authority for your life? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Are you willing to give and receive counsel in the congregation? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Are you ready to participate in the mission of the church? If so, answer, I am.
I am.
Okay. So, Josh, on your confession of faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, in imitation of his example, I baptize you with water in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And may God baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Josh, I give you the right hand of fellowship and bid you rise and walk in newness of life. May your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful and will do it. Amen.
Following Jesus has always been a part of my life. I've been blessed to be raised in a Christian family with parents who love the Lord and striving to follow His example in their lives. My grandparents have also contributed to my Christian heritage by the way they have modeled their lives with Christian values. Their examples of unconditional love have been the most influential in my life and have helped me to lay the foundation for my relationship with Jesus. I believe following Jesus means worshiping with other believers. Here at Whitmer Heights, I've experienced a nurturing Christian family who cares for me. Whether it be the dedicated Sunday school teachers I've had over the years, notes of encouragement from various people in the congregation, or time spent with my mentor, I am surrounded by people that demonstrate God's love. In youth group, I am exposed to ideas and discussions among my peers that help me grow my Christian walk. I believe worshiping with other believers also helps to keep me accountable for my actions. For me, being a true follower of Jesus means to emulate His example while here on earth and follow His teachings from the Bible. This means putting Jesus first so that He influences the way I act and think and speak. I recognize this is not an easy choice, but one that takes commitment and sacrifice. With faith in God and the support of my family and other believers, it is the choice I want to live out each day.
So, Jansen, do you renounce the evil powers of this world and turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you put your trust in His grace and love and promise to obey Him as your Lord? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life? If so, say, I do. Do you accept the Word of God as guide and authority for your life? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Are you willing to give and receive counsel in the congregation? If so, say, I am.
I am.
Are you ready to participate in the mission of the church? If so, say, I am.
I am.
So, Jansen, on your confession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you with water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God baptize you with the Holy Spirit from above. Amen. All-powerful God, grant Jansen the fullness of the Holy Spirit, a clean heart, a right spirit, the joy of salvation. Make him one in whom Christ is seen to live again. Release the gifts you gave him in creation and redeemed in Christ. Jansen, may the God of peace sanctify you wholly. May your spirit and soul be kept sound and blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful and will do it. Jansen, in the name of Christ and the church, I give you my hand and bid you to rise and walk in newness of life by the same power that raised Christ from the dead. As long as you abide in the Word, you are Christ's disciple indeed and shall be acknowledged as a brother in the church. You have heard their testimony of God's work in their lives, and this is an opportunity for you to affirm God's work and to celebrate with them as they follow Jesus in baptism. I invite you to find responsive reading 777. And as Johanna and Jansen and Joshua become part of our church covenant community, this is an opportunity for all of us to renew the vows that we made at baptism. So all together we say, as we now receive you into the fellowship of the church, we make this covenant with you. Is it renew our own covenant with God? to bear each other's burdens, to assist in times of need, to share our gifts and possessions, to forgive as Christ has forgiven us, to support each other in joy and sorrow,
and in all things
to work for the common good, making known Christ's presence among us to the glory of God. As we unite with each other now, may we all be joined with Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pray with me. God, we are grateful for Johanna, for Josh, for Jansen. We are grateful for the clear evidence, Lord, of your work in their lives. And we ask your blessing on them. We know that it is not easy to follow you. We know particularly as they move through high school that there will be challenges and difficulties that await them. But we know that your Spirit is able to care for them and to keep them. God, we trust you that the good work that you've begun in them, you will carry on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And so indeed, may they, having been buried with Christ through baptism into death, may they walk in newness of life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.